You might have noticed that cherries are in short supply and quite expensive in the lead up to this Christmas. That's because there's been a wet and cold start to summer in parts of eastern Australia. It means Western Australia's small cherry industry is scrambling to keep up with demand. But growers in the town of Manjimup have kept just enough fruit for their annual cherry festival. Anthony Pansia reports.
He could be a dark horse. Oh!
Welcome to the world of competitive cherry pip spitting.
Joseph's going for a run-up. Not bad.
There's a real art to it.
Go long. Push back, guys. Back. Push back. She's going to go long.
And a winning formula.
You've got to get as much flesh off the pip as you can. They allow it for aerodynamic movement, smooth flow through the air. Then it's about how you form your mouth, how you, what you do with your tongue. Some favour the tongue flip method. Some create a tunnel with their thumb, no, their tongue. And some just spit. I don't know how they do it. They just stand up there and they go poof, and it goes bang.
Pip spitting aside, Manjimup's Cherry Harmony Festival is a chance for the town's growers to promote their fruit locally. But marketing's not a huge concern this year, thanks to the shortage of cherries on the eastern seaboard.
That's going to tighten up supply here in WA, so the demand's going to be quite strong. And with strong demand, prices obviously go up.
It's looking like a bumper season in Manjimup now, but a slow start had local grower Harvey Giblett worried there wouldn't be enough cherries to hold the festival.
You can't have a Cherry Harmony Festival without cherries, and they really, people like provenance with their fruit, so they want them to be actually local cherries. They don't want them coming from Mount Barker or Perth or Donnybrook or somewhere like that.
In recent years, he's been getting between $8 and $12 a kilo. This year, he's expecting much more.
You've got really high quality fruit. It's probably not unreasonable for growers to probably get $15, $16, $18 a kilo.
Tom Eastlake is the president of the National Cherry Growers Association. He's based in Young in New South Wales, where, as you can hear, the rain's been bucketing down.
Nothing has happened like this before across every production region in Australia. It's never happened. It's like this will be the most expensive crop ever grown in history per cherry grown. Because the yield so far down.
The bad news for consumers is the price isn't expected to drop much by Christmas. But there is an upside. The cherries that are on the market are supposed to be some of the sweetest and juiciest you'll find. And our taste testers seem to agree.
Jesus. Such an explosion.
They're delicious. Beautiful, sweet, crunchy. Look at the size of them. They're beautiful.
And we're going to be in champagne tonight.
That report from Anthony Pansia.